Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Don't Do It For Her. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, it's really fun and awesome today. There's all kinds of stuff happening in the world. But yes, we have this. It says, female logic is eugenic. Actually, it is good for humanity if you don't reproduce. And there's the retard with 130 IQ. But then you got the dumb fucktoid downstairs with an IQ of 60. And that makes everyone drop their panties. Ooh, shocker. Nobody likes the nerds, but everybody wants the fucking murderous thugs. Yes, friends. Yeah, that's what women do. So that's why you don't do shit for them. Yes, because if you do, then you're a fucking idiot. Just saying. Well, friends, in case you haven't noticed, women are fucking retarded. So completely, utterly useless and stupid. Yes, friends, but I have receipts. Look at this guy. He found out that his lovely lady is retarded. Yes, friends, that's why they don't do shit for women, because they're fucking stupid. And if you have them holding the reins, they're going to run amok. So don't do it, friends. Yeah, start doing some reading, huh? Yes, it says, I found out that my girlfriend is intellectually disabled. Aren't they all? And it's really freaked me out. Oh shit, fun times indeed. We've been dating for about 6 months now, and I just found out that she is considered mentally handicapped by this stage. Gee, I think the word you're supposed to use is retarded, not fucking mentally handicapped. Ooh, fucking A, man, call it for what it is. Jesus. Where was I? Ah, it was mentally handicapped by the state and tests are very low IQ. Yes, friends, practically all women are fucking stupid, but because you want to fuck them, you do this bullshit, so yeah, enjoy. She is prohibited from getting a driver's license. Yes, because she's too stupid to drive fucking a car. Yeah, when she says that the gas hit the E part, she thinks it means enough. God damn it, women are so fucking stupid. But because they got that warm, wet hole between their legs, God, you gotta fuck them. But let's continue. In hindsight. Oh, but in hindsight, huh? Yeah, maybe if you weren't doing dink think, you'll get something better. But hell, all women are retarded, so what's the fucking difference, you know? Just that they physically look a bit different, but under the hood, it's the same fucking bitch, right? Just saying. In hindsight, I probably shouldn't be surprised. There were signs. Really? You don't say. I've witnessed her being unable to operate simple technology. Fuck, so she can't use a dildo or a vibrator? She's that fucking stupid? Huh, maybe that's a good thing. Really? Just saying. Being unable to do basic math. Gee, that's a lot of women. Not being able to understand a lot of things or asking me very strange questions like, why is the Earth round? No! Why can't penguins fly like other birds? God damn it, man. I bet she's so fucking pretty and she has big old goddamn titties. Yeah, because this chick is dumber than fucking a box of rocks. But hell, my fucking experience is that all women are stupid. And the ones that think that they're smart, fucking A, they're so goddamn pretentious. But whatever, let's continue. Yes, friends, women are pretty fucking stupid. They do retarded shit. But you don't need to do home math to figure this shit out, do you? Well, anyways, here's another guy that needs to fucking go back to school because his bitch did some retarded shit. Look at this. It says, at 38. Oh, maybe I should do this in bitch voice.
At 38, 12 years into marriage, I told my husband I didn't love him anymore. I'm falling for someone else.
Dum, dum, dum. The plot thickens. Yes, and let's see what this dumb boy does, right? Well, let's roll the clip.
I left him in Chicago with our 9-year-old son.
You fucking worthless bitch.
And moved to Seattle.
Oh, there's another fucking bitch to move to Seattle. Fuck Seattle, they should nuke that place. Yes, yeah. Hey, people, if we do get nuked, that's a place nuke, but whatever.
To stay with my sister.
I bet she's another whore too, getting her holes filled up because she left her husband for another douchebag. But whatever.
Everyone whispers she's abandoning her family.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. You're a fucking bitch because you're chasing dick. Yeah, if you were like in your like 15 or 16, it makes sense because you're boy crazed. But you're already fucking in your fucking, what, 38, it said? Ha, you're a little bit too old, lady, to be doing this shit. But it doesn't matter the age. A woman is a woman and women are fucking stupid. But let's continue. From the same vibe.
Intoxicating.
You fucking dirty ass bitch.
Late night messages. Butterflies I haven't felt in years.
Because you're supposed to be a wife and mother, not a fucking little fucking horny schoolgirl, but you don't give a fuck, right? Fuck your family. It's all about feelings.
Feelings.
But whatever.
But soon the emptiness became crushing.
Uh-oh, reality came to you, huh? Like a big black dick.
I miss my son.
But you weren't there. I thought about that when you were getting your fucking holes filled, were you, you fucking cunt?
Our home, everything!
What about your husband? Is that including the everything or that's not included? Right? Right? Whatever, let's continue.
Hiding all of our sins from the daylight. From the daylight, running from...
The man I thought I loved disappeared.
It's because you're fucking stupid. I guess batteries not included. That's a great movie, by the way. Anyways.
The thrill faded fast. Leaving hadn't freed me, had broken me instead.
Yes, all that dick that guy was giving you suddenly disappeared. And once the cock dried up, now you started missing your family. I don't know, were you missing your husband, your ex-husband's cock? No, what a fucking bitch. But whatever, let's continue.
The daylight, from the daylight, running from the daylight.
Divorce papers were signed.
Fun times, right, bitch?
My husband kept our son's life steady.
And what'd you get? Fucking cock, huh?
I drifted free, but hollow.
Oh, yeah, once the cock dried up, you had nothing else to fill you up, huh?
Unsure how to feel alive again.
Oh, guess you gotta find another cock to edify you, right? Yeah, get your pussy filled up again, but I doubt it that's gonna fill that emptiness you feel inside. But let's see what happens, right? Let's continue.
Oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time.
One morning, I saw the test. Two bright pink lines. Pregnant.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Wait a minute, it's not from the guy that you left your ex-husband for. Yeah, he left you, so I'm assuming this is another dude. Fucking A. Yes, women are fucking stupid, you see? That's why you don't do things for them. You abandon them, that's your best recourse, but whatever. Let's see what it says.
My heart raced!
Sure it did.
My breath caught! I didn't know whose baby it was.
Of course, because you're a whore.
It was my husband or the other man.
Oh, so your ex-husband is fucking you? Still? What a fucking fag. Yes, you see what happens? You let the bitches in and they do shenanigans like this. What a fucking loser. There's so many women. Damn, I'm sounding like a retard. Yeah, there's so many women out there in the world. And you have to do this shit and fuck your ex? What the fuck? You could always get a prostitute. Or you could get a chick. Or you could just get yourself a sex doll. Yes, friends, that would be better than dealing with this bullshit. But whatever.
Telling myself it's the last time.
Heart pounding, I called him. I'm going into labor, you have to be here.
Who did you call? Did you call your ex-husband or the other guy that inseminated you? Who knows, who was the guy? Let's find out.
He dropped everything, drove through the night, arriving as I was wheeled into delivery.
Yes, let's see who the lucky simp is. Is it husband or new dude? Let's find out.
You spare. I'm down on my knees.
The birth went smoothly. I returned to the man I truly loved.
Oh, not your husband, or is he that much of a fucking simp? Or a cuckold. I think the word will be used is cuckold, but let's continue.
But my body was drained.
Of all semen? Okay.
My hair shedding in clumps.
Because you're stressed out, because you're a whore.
A constant reminder of everything I'd endure.
Yes, it was done by your own hand. Yes, you stabbed yourself like a dumb little bitch. Yes, friends, you don't do this to yourself because if you do, you end up doing crazy shit. But women love drama. Why? Because they're stupid fucking retarded whores. But anyways, let's continue.
Deep down. Every day, more hair appeared on my pillow, in the shower, and in my hands.
Yes, because you're a crazy stupid bitch, and now you look like a fucking dickhead. Yes, literally and figuratively. Yes, this is what you get for being a fucking cheating whore. You don't do that shit, but whatever, right?
Exhausted and heartbroken, I realized I couldn't ignore myself. I needed help to heal.
Yes, I guess all that cock you're getting didn't heal you, huh? Now you're dealing with this bullshit. But anyways, let's continue.
Lord, I try to follow your light, but it's not.
He refused to give up on me.
So your fucking ex-husband took you back like the fucking worthless simpy fucking cuckold that he is. What a fag.
He found Marie's hair mask on Amazon with code MARLORY20.
Fuck you. So what, that's your coupon code? Fuck you, bitch. Go eat a dick.
Week by week, my hair grew back. Heart emoji.
Go fuck yourself, you fucking bitch. Your fucking re-husband is a fucking loser. What a dumbass. Why the hell you want to become her fucking dude again? What a fag. What, do you want to suck all that semen out of her vagina? I guess. What a loser. Anyways.
Saw strong shiny with my hair. I felt myself returning.
Oh, so now you could be a whore again.
Alive. Whole. Ready to love again.
After the semen has been drained out by your husband's fucking mouth? Gross.
Fully present for my family.
Yeah, so the cycle repeat all over again. Yeah, fun times indeed.
Nighttime, please don't leave me in the air.
Looking at him, our son, and our newborn daughter in my arms.
Oh great, another female being born to this family. I'm sure she's gonna grow up to be like this fucking whore, right?
I realized this wasn't the end.
It should have been, but guys are fucking thirsty ass motherfuckers. That's something I don't like about my gender, but it is what it is, right?
I never stopped loving him.
Yeah, it's the only weren't thinking about it when you're getting your holes filled, right? Whatever.
This was survival.
Oh, getting fucked by another guy with survival? Okay.
This was our second chance.
Bullshit lies.
This was our new beginning.
Yeah, another beginning so you could fuck it all up all over again. But whatever. Enjoy. Yeah, it's fucking utter Down syndrome. Yeah, that's why you don't do shit for women. Yeah, don't deal with them because they do shit like this. But don't worry, I want to end this one on a high note. I'm going to show you a clip of a Freud getting her what she deserves. Enjoy.
You might want to repark your car, though.
I'm not transparent.
Whoa.
Yes, let me do this little PSA announcement. In case you haven't noticed that women should lose all their rights, not just the 19th Amendment. All their rights. They don't deserve to vote. They don't deserve to go to school. They don't deserve to, hell, balance a checkbook. Yes, they need a man to survive because look at the shit that they do. So what do you guys think? Anyways, let's continue.
Man, get off my stuff. Get off. Hey, don't touch my stuff.
Man.
Do not touch my stuff.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Oh, yes. Was that good for you, sweetheart? Oh, that made my dick hard. Yes, friends. It looks like 2026 is going to be the year of finding out, right? You fuck around and find out. Oh, yes. All these fucking Freuds. Enjoy.
Don't touch my stuff again.
That made her fuck off. Yes, friends. That's so fucking retarded. These people do this stupid shit, and then she got a face full of mace. Yeah, friends. That's what happens when you fuck around. Enjoy.
That's what you get for putting your hands on people.
What, lady? You don't like your face rotting off? Enjoy. You know what? This fucking weirdo is actually lucky because she only got two squirts in the face. Because if it was me, I would have just pushed her down to the ground and unloaded that fucking can of mace right into her face. And when that can is empty, take out another one and repeat. So good thing you don't run into Gonzo OG. Enjoy. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals. And fucking A, I'm fucking delusional, right? Well, let's continue.
Not for I'll find out.
Bravo, dude. You did well. Yeah, this bitch fucked around and she got that shit. Enjoy. Lady, you probably want to be careful before you go behind that wheel and drive off. Yeah, because your eyes just melted away, so you have no more eyeballs, like so how the fuck can you see the road if you have no eyes? That's gonna be a weird conundrum. Well, anyways, fuck her and fuck all these stupid people. Yeah, that's why you don't do shit for women. They're insane. They're insufferable. They're gonna be doing all kinds of shit, and they will fuck you in the ass, so... Yeah, do you want to do that? Yeah, do you enjoy pegging? I personally don't. So wait after the bullshit gets flushed down the toilet and we get to rebuild society if we can. And hopefully we do things better the next time around. If not, well then, fuck it. It is what it is. Well, friends, you be awesome and you take care of yourself. I gotta go to work and do this bullshit all over again. Well, goodbye.
Okay, and so here's this question. Will we be getting a microwave in the office? And so that got really, you know, messy in many ways. And I think what I noticed is there was a lot of chit chat happening around there. I heard the U word happening around the microwave. And so I've just really felt that when people are eating at work, unless it is a work approved snack, it's not feeling good. And so I think no microwaves for now, and just finding a cool meal to eat, or eating a meal cool, eating a cool soup or something.
Yeah, there's no way to kind of keep the microwave inclusive, because some people need 5 minutes, some people need 2, some people need 30 seconds. And so for those using 5 minutes to microwave something that's 5 minutes away from the work, and if someone was to just use a minute, that's a minute away from the work. And so why would the person who needed the microwave for 5 minutes get that extra 4 minutes that wasn't kind of adequately locked? They'd have to take time out of the bathroom portal to kind of make up for that extra 4 minutes. So there's no way to kind of monitor. Now, if everybody brought in something that took exactly 2 minutes, then we could put the microwave